Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Cheers.
What a welcome to another edition of Road Tripping with RJ and Channing, and we have game one of the Eastern Conference Finals.
It was a sip.
What, there was a sip? Channing, was a shot.
The cheers that we just had. Channing
big
has
boy.
Finished his wine already.
Channing pour.
No, don't Channing pour me. It's too.
He liked the color. That's why he finished the other
three,
one.
Three? Yeah, you know what? Give me a little Channing pour.
All right. You deserve another cheers for that.
Yeah. Cheersy wearsies.
Cheers. So, as I was saying, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals in the books.
Oh, cool.
Off day. Kind of not off day.
No, we had work.
You had work.
We did. I got on the VersaClimber. Oh, God.
You got on the VersaClimber?
This morning. It hurt.
They have an amazing Equinox downstairs.
Awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, it is really nice. Oh. You said, wait.
Who was in the Equinox?
Yeah. She said, we've been getting rumors that.
2 days in a row.
You saw Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Is he working on his bod?
And I cannot look at him and not laugh, or at least smile when I see him working. I think he's joking when he's working out, but you know, he's really serious about it with a trainer and everything.
You know what's really funny is that every time you send us that text, we get mad at you.
Yeah. Why?
Because. Because you haven't asked him.
But how can I go in the middle of his workout?
Do you know what the worst thing he can say is?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. If you cared. But it's cool. We'll get on to something else. It's fine.
I thought that was the job for...
Allie.
No, what's the name?
The Mack truck.
No, the other name.
Veronica.
Yeah.
Actually, Channing said that I would massage his hairy back.
With oils.
But I would.
With smelly oils. What are those things called?
Smelly oils?
Essential oils?
Essential oils. There we go.
Yeah, our smelly oils. Yeah, same
smelly things.
Your wife would be very proud.
Oh, man. I love those things. Get the kids asleep in about 5 minutes. Slap some lavender in it.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, go ahead. I'm going on a tangent.
I do have a question for you because Richard just put on his snap. Did you really think that you were going to scare any of your teammates?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a great idea. Like, boom, got your ass.
He was like, let's put our stuff here, and we're going to hide behind the sheet. And just film me, like, scaring somebody. The problem was that Kyle had headphones in, so he didn't hear the, right? Yeah. And I think he was.
Kyle sort of flinched at me. He balled up his fist.
The funniest thing is the look
on your
face. He
was ready to throw down.
The look on your face was just like, oh, it didn't work.
Yeah, well, after that, I was tired. So I was like.
Where were you tired from?
The VersaClimber.
Yeah, the VersaClimber, dude. And I got a good lift in with D-Mail.
That's a great Equinox down there.
It's a great Equinox.
It's a great Equinox. It's not quite the Miami Equinox.
No.
But that's a really good Equinox.
What makes it a good Equinox? Equinox?
Miami
good,
or this one?
I'm just saying in general. What makes it
the level
Equinox
of
good?
Fit people.
Yes. The variety of machines.
The level of fit people.
The variety of machines.
speaking of fit people, my trainer, Kelly, I was going to invite her to come and sit in for the podcast, but you know. Didn't work out. Big fan of the podcast from Cleveland. At least she helped me because her and I are the only ones with a Cavaliers T-shirt at the gym getting dirty looks.
Where?
At the Equinox here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, have her come in. Have her come sit. Kelly, next time.
Next time,
you want to come sit in.
People wondered, we can talk about game one a little bit.
Yeah.
But the big question was, or at the time was, are RJ and Channing just going to podcast from the bench?
Well, this is the thing. Quarter. We've been alternating who's playing.
So
I didn't play in the first two series. Then I played last night.
What do you mean you didn't play in the first two series?
Yeah, I didn't play.
Let's keep it real.
Until we both aren't playing.
Yeah.
When we both aren't playing, no, we're probably going to be recording or we're talking about the topics.
Yeah, exactly.
But when one of us is playing, the other one has to keep the one that is playing engaged.
Yeah. Based on payrolls, I've done my job already. Now it's time for the big dogs to get there and do what they're doing and get us that ring. It's like, listen, you know how like you throw a paper airplane and somebody has to run? What is that thing called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know fluke tug?
No.
Like the Red Bull fluke tug? Frisbees.
No, I think it's a frisbee.
Anyways, golf. You're talking about frisbee golf?
You know what?
No. Oh, you're talking about the Red Bull thing.
Yeah,
the
fluke tug. Right? You know, a bunch of people run.
What are you talking? No.
This is a bad analogy. I'm trying to save it. Let me save it.
Let me help you out. Everybody's seen those Red Bull commercials where you have
Shout out to Red Bull.
Yeah, you have the guys that sit in the fake planes and they run and then kind of go off that ledge and see how far they can make their little fake plane go.
Yes.
It is a terrible story that Channing is telling.
I thought you said paper.
But it is. It's not a real plane. It's like a.
It could be a bunch of different things.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
usually.
It's not even a plane. It's more of a glider.
You make a glider.
A glider. Yeah. And we've been talking about this for 2 minutes longer than we should have.
I have zero clue what you're talking
about.
But you don't even know a fluke.
You don't know.
No one. You didn't know how to describe it.
You know what? It's been a long day.
Oh, here we go.
The first climber messed up my brain. Yes.
When you get up in the morning and you go through a workout and you energize your body first thing in the morning, you're supposed to have energy.
No.
Who says this?
I need a nap.
Are you doing the elliptical? What are you doing? When I work out, I want to like literally halfway die.
Yeah.
And then that way I know I got in a little bit better shape.
I'm offended that you would say
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's wrong with elliptical? Every now and then I get tired of my bike, so I get in.
Oh yeah, it is.
Ron Burgundy was on the elliptical, right?
Yeah,
no,
it's literally the only machine that is not like functional for your body.
Really?
Yeah. If you think about a bike,
I was going to say something, knowing that we could edit it out, but because we can't. But I have a very good analogy for what
the elliptical is. Unrealistic.
I hate people that are like, I have something really.
The elliptical is a cruising if you're injured. But, like, I don't like the people who do sprints on the elliptical like
this.
Oh,
my God, they get it.
Oh, my God.
The elliptical is like the elliptical is like the dry humping. It's like the dry humping.
Yeah. We don't have to edit that out. We've said way worse.
The elliptical is the dry humping of exercise machines.
I lost a lot of weight dry humping.
You're kind of doing something and like you feel some movement and things. But
have you ever read how many calories you can burn from having
dry humping?
It's the full body, man.
Dude.
No.
Is it worth the chafing?
The Versa climber.
Yes. No, that is not what you do.
Is it worse?
It got quiet.
Yeah, it got real quiet. I'm an ad-lib guy. I got to sneak it in there.
Yeah. So back to game one.
Back to game one.
Oh, we're still talking about basketball?
I want to actually go with the film session for which you watched of game one today, right?
Yeah.
But there was a rat.
Yeah, there was a rat. Guys were scared. So we were watching film, and all of a sudden, and this is not an exaggeration, we hear like a table get knocked over. Damon Jones, or some of the fans might remember.
Move like a ninja.
Who says he doesn't need to come on our podcast because he's already famous enough.
His name is Eamon Owens because he had no D and no J. That was his nickname. He jumps up and everyone turns around and like, what? He's like, man, I saw that rat again. And it was like, apparently the rat was in there before the meeting started. And so he saw it again and jumped up. And I'm telling you, Dan, who's in our video room, he jumped up. Like, all these guys started jumping up like they were, like,
little rat.
Like, little kids that were afraid to see a little mouse.
There was one in the garden this morning, too.
Have you ever come into encounter? Have you ever had an encounter with a mouse?
Yes.
Yes.
First of all, I lived in New York for 2 years. Those are rats.
Yeah, neighbors.
Those are mini chihuahuas, dog. I'm telling you this. Listen.
They eat chihuahuas.
Yes.
That's how big the rats
no,
are.
These there. Little mice, I'll boot the shit out that motherfucking, rat.
Do you ever see the video of the New York rat carrying the slice of pizza down the stairs in the subway?
What do you do, Ellie? What do you do?
What is
you
it that you do?
You don't watch movies. You don't know about Flugzeug.
Wait.
You don't know about rats eating pizzas.
What? So, can we? But I will say this. So,
how many miles per gallon do you get on a tractor? I bet you know that.
I got Allie to start a show. So Corinne, shout out her favorite show, and she's been talking about it for years. And the show Veep. And so I just started watching Veep. And again, it's been out for like six seasons, I think. And I just started. I'm on like episode 4, and it is the funniest thing I have seen in a very long time.
I have a long list of one-liners.
You do?
Recorded because it's so funny.
Oh, this is what you do.
Do you want to know a couple?
Yes, show me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not someone who can like remember or recite lines from movies.
You don't read good?
We know that.
We know that.
Really?
We know that.
You don't read good? My mama make my heart hurt.
However,
what movie is that from?
Tropic Thunder.
Okay,
Crawl
good. Off. Okay, good. Good. Oh my God. This is the worst.
If you watch Veep, Jonah is my favorite character.
Jonah Hill?
No, I knew that was coming.
Jonah Park.
But there's a line where he says, "I want to know if you think this is funny. This is like being operated on by a chimp with a hard on and a hacksaw."
Channing, Allie, you can find the entertainment.
Channing, you do find it. Okay, how about this one, Channing? You can use this. Well,
I could have used the last one.
Tell Sergeant Ted that I'd like him to. I can't repeat that.
Oh my God!
You know
are you kidding?
About?
No, I don't
know.
But you don't watch Veep?
Look, I'm watching.
No, I don't watch the one show that you watch.
A chicken recite a line.
Your DVR is on like 1% memory. like that's all you use. You have 99%.
And who?
Oh my God.
Don't do that. Don't
okay.
do that.
Okay, don't
that's
do
not
that.
Funny. That's not funny.
I was.
She just got electricity. You know she lives in Amish country, right?
Yeah,
it's
I
right
would
outside,
be surprised.
It's right outside Amish country.
That's why it takes her so long to get to practice.
Yeah.
She got to feed her horses. You know, she uses her wagon to get to practice.
The Amish used to clean my house as a kid. My family.
I bet
home.
They cleaned the shit out that house, didn't
they?
They
did. Yep. So watch what you say.
Shout out
the
to the Amish dogs. Yeah. I'm part Amish.
You're not part anything. Stop lying. I think our listeners.
I think I did 23 of me.
I think our listeners are starting to realize how much you actually lie.
Can I tell you something?
It's embellishing.
Somebody made a comment that, and I think Ali and I fall in that group, that when Channing is telling a story, he captivates the audience until you know right away that he's full of it.
Oh, that's my quesadilla. Sorry.
So you know right away when Channing is
bullshitting.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I stopped listening minutes ago. The minute.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Chance almost said it. His food got here. And don't worry, people. We're not going to eat. You're not going to hear the sounds of horses chewing.
No.
Anybody,
I'm not gonna,
you can sign for it.
Sign for it. Yeah. You can leave it over there. Thank you, man.
No, you can eat.
No,
I don't
want to
eat.
He can't eat.
You just sign it.
He can't eat. Darren will be here in
We'll take a break.
In 8 minutes, and then we can.
I'm literally going to starve. That's a rat.
That's disgusting. Like, who?
She's watching the rat eat. Take the pizza up the stairs.
That's gross.
Oh.
It's gross.
That rat was grubbing, homie.
You don't see things online. You don't watch TV. What is it that you
we
do?
We want to know what you do.
And you know what? I actually feel like I have zero time in life.
So what does your day consist of? Because you basically let's keep a bean. We are bored out of our skulls.
Let's keep it a what?
That's what Kyrie says.
It says apparently that's what the kids say.
That's what
the millennials
say
are saying that now.
Trying to keep my ear to the street, Doug.
That's not.
Okay, what do you? You wake up.
We've had this conversation before. I feel like
I forgot.
Okay, I feel like I'm not very productive. Time.
I could see that.
Obviously.
Like, I have time, and I just, like...
What do you do
just, like,
during
lollygag.
That time?
Lollygag.
Okay, you know? You lollygag doing something. We want to know what that something
okay,
is.
Okay, so, like, yesterday...
Do you just lay in bed?
I do like to sleep.
Well, there
like
you have it.
I like to sleep, and I like it. Yeah, I like to sleep.
How much do you sleep?
If I could sleep 24 hours... No, okay, that's a lie. If I could sleep, like, 18 hours a day, I would.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you know
18
how you guys
hours?
Talking, you know how you guys were talking... Well... 2 years ago,
that's
I actually had mono,
yeah.
and I don't feel like I've like fully recovered from
too
it.
Too much smooching. Shout out to Mr. Clifton.
my dad?
Or your husband?
Calso.
Calso.
That's not my name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry. My bad.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You can also call him, what is, who's the player that I think he looks like?
Oh,
Cherokee
Kaminsky,
Parks?
No, Frank Kaminsky.
Oh, he looks—he like, does look like Kaminsky.
Yeah,
he reminds me a lot of Marcus Aldo. Okay, with this said,
that's a bad example. But keep going, keep going.
Can she finish her damn story,
sorry, Richard?
Have you heard that? What the Richard?
Yeah,
Richard.
Richard.
Okay, so like yesterday, I got up, I went to SoulCycle.
Okay,
I came back,
did something.
I took some time to debrief a little bit.
Decompress.
Showered, got ready for shoot around.
Okay.
Came back, and because the game was so late, I did my work real quick, and then I slept for 2.5 hours, took a nap, which I don't normally do on game days. I took
Are
a nap.
Are you hype on game days? Do you get hype on game days?
No.
Do you like?
No, I just feel like it makes me like lethargic. But yesterday we had a lot of time. And then I get up, I get ready for the game, I go to the game, and then
I kind of BS the whole game.
But then I like look back at my day, and I'm like, what did I do today?
You got to be courtside to an NBA game. Playoff game.
Yeah, you're right.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Where do you sit here at the Garden?
I sit Cavs bench, which is crazy.
That's better. That's a better seat that you get when you're with Fox.
No, what's crazy is Cavs bench, and then there's that row of section of fans, and they put us in the fans.
How is that?
It's crazy.
Is it a good time?
Here it's crazy because the fans are not.
I feel like they were probably pretty quiet at the beginning of game one.
You feel like they were quiet?
Yeah.
There was that feeling of like, I don't know. Do you guys agree or no?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
There's always that.
There's a good season. There is a
difference. Don't edit that.
No, you don't have to edit. We're not going to play it until it's over.
Yeah. Okay.
So when it goes well, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. There was this fan that I was told
by
someone on within the Cavs organization. He was sitting there, and there was a husband and a wife.
Right.
And the wife was like, what is going on? Like, this, why aren't we playing better? They're Celtics fans, right?
Yeah.
And the husband said, do you remember what happened in the Washington series? Just give it time. We're fine. And then the third quarter comes, and he looked at his wife, and he was like, honey, they're not like Washington.
Yeah, they're a different beast.
I heard that. It was funny, because you hear little things about, like, when you're running out, and we're running out, and I hear some fan go, yo, Cleveland, this ain't Toronto. And I was like, yeah, you guys might not do as well.
You should have pulled a Lloyd
Edit
Benson.
The yelling and the taunts, I thought they would be better by this time. Like, LeBron, you suck. Okay, LeBron, no, he has 38 points right now.
Wait,
and he's been barbecue chicken. Dude, they yell it all the time. LeBron, you suck. And I'm like, dude,
people say
like
that, but people say that everywhere. People say
10
that
for 12.
Oh, no,
come on,
you have to give
me something else.
They changed the strategy that Toronto used because Toronto kept trying to get LeBron, you know, to dirty the game. They tried to go at LeBron, and he'll never bite.
Yeah. No.
Last night they were in a T-top, who has a shorter fuse than.
Oh yeah,
and but he was in danger as well because he got the technical.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
he's
yeah,
still.
Yeah.
I don't know what I
was
what I say.
You know, to put
him,
some
whatever,
Tiger Bond on my knees, man. I was ready to go.
Yeah. That was one of those ones where
Marcus Smart just does
the one. No, the one thing that Tristan has to do a little bit of a better job of is he just wanted to ask the referee a question, and this is where it gets kind of tough. By the time you guys might not even remember game one by the time you guys actually hear this, but so he gets a technical with Marcus Smart, who is notorious for doing too much, very similar to Lance Stephenson. To put it in perspective, Marcus Smart came off of the bench and fouled out with 9 minutes to go. That basically means he is a sub that fouled out in 22 minutes. Like, you had 6 fouls in a playoff game in 22 minutes. So that just lets you know the amount of doing too much that goes on within his game. And so Tristan got into it with him. And so Tristan was frustrated. And then the referee gave double technicals. And then Isaiah comes over out of nowhere and wants to start yapping at Tristan. Now, to me, the NBA, basically what Isaiah is doing is he's baiting Tristan.
Baiting, yeah.
He's baiting. And it's like, what are you doing? It's like, Tristan, calm down. And all of a sudden this little guy is coming over here. And so if Tristan gets another technical for yapping with Isaiah and Isaiah gets a technical, Tristan's out the game. And it's like an incident happened. You get a double technicals. You separate the guys. And then another guy comes from across the court and wants to start something. The smallest guy on the court wants to do that. And so it was one of those things where Tristan wanted to go talk to the ref, and we were trying to stop Tristan from talking to the ref, and it just looked bad. Tristan is still a young player. Mm-hmm. I know he's won a championship. But he's still a very emotional player.
He has a lot of emotion. Yeah.
And you need him emotional.
And you 100%. He was probably. Obviously, Bron's numbers were, and he was our best player. But Tristan, had such a high impactful game? His offensive rebounds,
seven
his defense,
seven.
7 for 7. He was, shot the ball well from the free throw line. He did so much. So it was like you needed him to be there mentally, he just had to pick a better time. I was like, after double technicals and after referees are breaking you up, that's not the time to go ask the referee a question.
After the second timeout. Tristan had as many offensive rebounds as the Celtics had as a team.
He's an animal. I told y'all.
Good
luck guarding that dude one-on-one on the block.
This is one of the funniest things about, and people might never, ever hear this or see this. Kyle Korver is one of the funniest guys because of this. He sits on our sideline, and Tristan will start doing whatever he does. Or Kyrie will start doing, or Bron, or whoever. And you look over, and Kyle is like, oh, my God, I'm so happy to be on this side of this. Because for the last 2 years, the Cavs have eliminated them from the playoffs. And I swept them both times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so here he goes. He gets traded to us, and it's like he was like, yo, the things that we used to do to try and stop Tristan was just next to impossible. It's so good to have him doing it on my side.
Oh, man.
And, like, the joy he has on his face from the frustration of going against it, and now you see what he does every single day. It doesn't matter who the opponent is.
Oh, my God.
There's that feeling of relief and just joy and just excitement. Like, I'm so glad I don't have to go against this guy again.
Kyle is finally kind of getting it now, because at the beginning of the game, it's like even before we ran out, I think we ran out, 15, 16 on the clock? And Kyle's like, I don't know if I have a good feeling. And I said, Kyle, I looked him in the eye and I said, Kyle, this is a fucking circus. We're going to ball out.
So
I said, look at these fools' eyes. So, these are some hungry dogs, right? And he goes, okay, we'll see. As soon as we went out there, the first three plays, he goes, you're right. I said, this is a shit show.
These are like the conversations you have in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's like, Channing,
what's our theme music?
It's just never like.
That is our theme music. Anytime
like
something,
a three rings. Yeah.
Oh, anytime something random happens, anytime there's this arguments or who's going to sit or what's going on, why are the Cavs losing? You walk into the training room and just start singing that song, and it calms everyone down.
Yeah, just because it's like, dude, and nothing surprises you anymore.
No, in Dallas, they used to have a thing, just hang in there, bud. Hang in there, buddy. That's what the training staff used to always say. Casey used to just be like, hang in there, bud. Hang in there. He's like, Case, man, what's good? And it just became like a joke. It just keep hanging in there, bud.
Yeah. So that's what it is this year? What was it last year?
Oh, last year, I think last year we were still trying to navigate. And then this year, I think we became at peace with the circus.
Yeah. Like, we are comfortable inside. Like, we don't want the eye of the tornado. We like that spinning craziness. Like, we're like the original real world.
Yeah, and they talked about us losing 14 of our last 24 to take second seed. And you're just looking around, and Kyle was the most nervous.
Oh, God. Kyle was so nervous. And I said, Kyle,
you just have
I didn't understand it. I understand it. It's just like, dude, every game,
can you really keep it 100?
I'm going to keep it a bean.
With us right now.
Yes.
When
I'm going to keep it a quinoa.
Where is, as 100 as you can, where is, like, the mind of the team?
Yeah.
Based off of the message LeBron gave at the start of the second.
What did he say? Fuck, are you kidding?
That is 100%.
Do you remember? Okay. Do you remember when
he huddled everybody in?
Yeah, when he huddled everybody in.
I even asked Richard. I was like, Richard, if I were to do a walk-off with someone and ask about a message that was brought to you guys at the start of the second quarter, would you remember it? And he was like, yeah, absolutely.
Well, the message that Bron has always said, and he says it with such conviction. It's like, yo, it's not about them. It's never been about them. is about us and what we want to accomplish.
Yeah.
It was like, and again, he'll say it in the first round, he'll say it in the second round, he'll say it in the regular season. It's not about them. We need to do what we need to do. Our goals are much higher. You look at their teams, Utah. This is the first time they made it to the playoffs and make it to the second round. They had a successful season. Do they feel like they could have played better? Yes, but they had a successful season,
Portland,
right? Yeah, Portland. All these teams that they can have a successful season without winning a championship, mm-hmm. right? Like our only way, the only way we are successful is if we win a championship.
Yeah.
It is championship or bust, right? Like the Clippers. The Clippers have struggled to get to a conference finals. They have had all this other stuff. If they make it to the conference finals for the first time, it is a successful season. Like there, and truth be told, there's probably only 2 to 3 teams, maybe 4, where it's championship or bust,
right?
Golden State is one of those teams. San Antonio is one of those teams, even though they kind of always defy the odds and even like, oh, is this going to be a down year? But then Pop pulls out 61 wins and they're Kawhi's an MVP candidate. But he just has that message of, look, I don't care about them. I don't care that we're up by 20. I don't care. It's not about them. It's about what we need to keep working on to get better for what our ultimate goal is. And he just kind of gave that message pretty early in the second quarter.
Yeah. Under 9. And then you guys rattle off. You go on a 12-0 run. And then the game is over.
I mean, it wasn't over.
Okay.
Can we talk about something, though, which I'm really –
can it be related to basketball but not about a game, not about us?
No, it's definitely about us. So
No.
What do you mean?
A topic.
I want to talk about garbage time for a second.
Okay, there are rules to garbage time, man.
Talk about garbage time for a second.
I am very upset.
I looked at my plus minus, and my plus minus was plus 5, right, before Coach asked me to go in there for the last 3 minutes. Now, this is what's difficult, right? And this is kind of the BS about garbage time, right?
It's the worst.
So we don't want to run up the score, right? So we don't want to run up the score. We're – Coach is going to be like, hey, pull it out. No fast break. No transition.
You're using 20 seconds.
Use the 20 seconds. We're going to run a pick and roll and then get a shot up. But then the other team wants to pressure us. The other team wants to pressure you, and the other team wants to, like, deny the ball, and the other team wants to trap because they're still fighting. Well, it's like, okay, if you want us to still fight, that's another thing. But then all of a sudden, they reel off 6 points. They reel off 8 points. Crowd gets into it. You can give guys. And again, some guys hit tough shots. But like he says, there's rules of garbage time. Don't get mad. Like, we're not going to run a lob play for a dunk if we're up by 20. But at the same point in time, you shouldn't be denying our point guard full court trying to steal the ball. It was like, which one do you want? And that's one of the things that I've been noticing a little bit of a lack of etiquette. Now, yes, when you put in young players for garbage time, they should play hard. They should do this. But on the other side, it's a little BS when we're trying to press the brakes so that we don't embarrass you further. We're trying to press the brakes so that we don't win by 30, so that we're not trying to get dunks. Remember Dante got that technical late in the game?
Yeah.
But what people don't see is the only reason why he got that transition dunk is because they were full court pressing us.
Right.
Where it's like, look, okay, if the game's not over, if you're full court pressing and you make a mistake, you're going to give up a dunk on the other end. Mm-hmm. But don't get mad if we go and dunk it. Don't full court press us.
Right.
And so, like, you watch these things, and there's, like he's training says, there's etiquette to garbage time. And I'm not saying that you have to not play hard and not do this, but don't get sensitive.
Run the offense.
Yeah, but don't get sensitive if you're trying to full court press.
Yeah, but don't listen. All that extra where dudes might get hurt, it's like you don't need all that extra. These little 3 minutes, if you in garbage time, either you're expendable.
You're expendable.
So listen, don't fuck up my ankles or knees. Keep it a bean.
Like, if you don't stop saying keep it a bean. Stop saying that. Stop saying that.
I don't even know what it means.
No, he doesn't know what it means. He doesn't know what it means.
Keep
it
a quinoa.
He's more mocking
quinoa. Keep it a quinoa.
Keep it a quinoa. Well, you said don't keep it a bean. We have to keep it to the grains. Anyways, it's just like, look.
What?
Anyways.
Give me 4 grains.
4 grains?
Yeah.
Quinoa.
Rice.
Spelt.
What?
What's spelt?
Spelt is
no,
a thing.
No, we're not going to Google it. We're not Googling it.
Juice.
What?
Quinoa?
Couscous. Couscous is a grain, dog. Is it?
You need to work on your lip reading. Juice?
What'd she say?
Couscous and juice are not the same
what'd
thing.
What'd she say?
Couscous.
Hold on. Wait. Say it. I want to see if I can read lips. Oh, couscous. Yeah, I got it, dog. That's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, my gracious.
Falafel bread.
Well done. Just I know what that is.
Ooh, shawarmas. Dude, a shawarma sounds so good right now.
A shawarma?
Shawarma.
Oh, how How mad are you that your quesadilla is
sick? I'm sick right now.
Will you eat it cold?
What? I'm grubbing. And chicken noodle soup, homie.
Oh, that's what you got today?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to keep my it shredded beefy.
What's this outfit you got on?
It's called Bro Tank with Nike shorts and some Nike sock darts.
Oh, are these?
Is that the Santa Monica racetrack? Or just like for
the
ponies or for?
No,
for running, the track and field.
Yeah, yeah. It's a. I'm a big Bro Tank guy.
I was just going to ask you, are you?
Huge Bro Tank guy. I like to bring the guns out, especially when I do upper body.
Versa climber
body. Dog, trying to show off the delts, the tries and buys.
I asked Alex last night during the game, and he looked at me like I was crazy. Alex Moore, Kevin's
trainer.
I asked if Kevin got bigger in his chest because he looked
meaty.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He said that's the summer workout. Oh. I said he looked he was working on his pecs.
Oh, jeez. Kevin working on his pecs.
Oh, hey, look who's here, guys.
Hey.
And with that,
I'm out to eat my quesadilla.
Yeah. We're going to take a chance to enjoy his lunch. So for this edition of Road Tripping with RJ and Channing, I'm your host, Alex Duffy.